You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland Council is currently rolling out a food scrap collection scheme with the goal to divert many thousands of methane-emitting tonnes of organic waste from landfill and in the process create fertiliser and biogas that can replace fossil fuels in agriculture. However, there has been criticism of the scheme from environmental campaigners who argue that creating living compost is better for the earth. I spoke to Carla G, CEO of Eco Matters that runs the Compost Collective, and asked, what is so good about living compost for the earth?
Number one is just thinking differently about food scraps, really understanding that they are not a waste product, but they are a resource that we can actually use to grow nutritious food for our whānau and our friends. The second thing, compost creates really rich, healthy soil. It helps to put many of the nutrients back into the soil that are lost in commercial large-scale food production. So the quality of the food that you actually produce is much, much better for you. Composting and soil is also a carbon sink. Soil actually absorbs more carbon from the atmosphere than it releases. Home composting reduces carbon emissions for transportation that's involved in the production and distribution of commercial grade compost. And of course, it does, as you mentioned, Alex, it reduces our overall waste to landfill.
You can't compost meat or bread or dairy, so what do you do with them?
I would really encourage people to actually think about how they're ending up with those items as waste in family and in their food planning for the week. I'd really encourage people to take a look at the Love Food Hate Waste website and just have a look to see if there are actually other ways that they can use up those items. Bread is a really large waste item for many families, but I think if we can look at ways that we can store bread, so for example, making sure that you actually are freezing it and then use that product once it's actually past its best, but absolutely still edible, in other words, stale, and you'd be amazed at what we can actually produce out of food that we are currently throwing away. So encourage people to visit the Love Food Hate Waste website and just see some of those amazing recipes. And of course, the second suggestion is that is exactly where the food scraps collection service absolutely complements home composting, because all of those items that you've listed can be put into your food scraps bin.
So say you live in an apartment, do you have any options?
There are still things that you can do. I'd really encourage people to think about four things that can register for people that either don't have the space to compost at home or they're not interested. It just feels like that's too much for them, but they still want to get rid of their waste as best they can. So the first one is share waste, and that is an amazing option for people who want to actually just have a little caddy sitting on their kitchen bench and collect all of their food waste, but they don't want to actually home compost. So Share Waste is an app that was developed in Australia, and it's now actually being used over 89 countries around the world. It's an incredible option. You download it from Play Store on your phone, and you register yourself as either a host or a donor. That's going to connect you with the nearest people to you geographically that want your food scraps. They might be a composting hub or they might be a community garden. And then all you do is pick the nearest one to you that's within walking distance or on your way to and from work. And then once a week, you'll just be emptying your food caddy off your kitchen bench into the share waste bin on site. The other thing that you can look at is called Bokashi Swap. That's a process where you actually do Bokashi at home. And if anyone's interested in learning more about Bokashi and what that means, take a look at the Compost Collective website. It's another form of composting, but it means that you don't actually need to change your bin out for about a month. Whereas when you have raw food scraps that you would be providing to Share Waste, you're really going to probably need to move those weekly. Then there's options for you to just deliver that to a community garden and you take back an empty Bokashi and then you just start again. The third option is community composting hubs. So again, take a look on the Compost Collective website and you'll be able to see options around you.
Some hubs actually come to your place and pick up your waste.
They do. Yep, they do. So around the Motu, so around the country, there's definitely community composting organisations that operate like that. So they will come up and they will come and collect from you.
When I look at the compost in Kalmana, I can see loads of little wiggly insects and bugs and stuff in there in a way that I don't see it in a packet of living earth. Why is it better to have it with the bugs?
It's really important in the whole breakdown process of compost that we've got that activity happening actually in the compost. And that's what creates really, really healthy soil, you know. The little insects and the little bugs need to be in there doing their job. How how you can physically see and feel the difference between really good quality compost and commercial grade compost is the dampness. You want the compost to be really rich and dark and damp to feel when you actually pick it up. And that means that it's really good quality compost that is going to be amazing on your garden and help to grow really nutritious food.
If local composting is better, why do we need an aerobic digester at all? I asked Elise O'Brien, Senior Organic Waste Specialist at Auckland Council, what the current issue is with our food scraps, where they go, and what the impact is on our emissions.
Globally, one third of all food produced is wasted, so it's a real global issue, but it's also a local issue. So in New Zealand, we're one of the highest generators of waste per capita in the world, and we send over 300,000 tonnes of food to landfills every year. So sending food to landfill is not only a waste of precious resources, it's also extremely detrimental to our environment. When organic material, which is food or green waste, goes to landfill, it breaks down into greenhouse gases, which contribute to global warming. Food also contains really valuable nutrients and energy that can be recycled into resources through composting or anaerobic digestion. Auckland Council endorses a four-tiered approach to reduce food waste, which aligns with the waste hierarchy. Preventing is always the highest priority, which is then followed by redistribution of food and then home and community composting. However, our residential households dispose significant volumes of food to landfill every year. In Auckland, about half of the weight of our waste in our curbside refuse bins is food, which results in over 100,000 tonnes of food scraps going to landfill every year, and therefore delivering a food scrap collection service is really critical to achieve zero waste by 2040. Yeah, completely. So you're kind of solving the issue of waste going to landfill, but you're also producing a solution to energy that's made from fossil fuels. So you're kind of getting a win-win from both ends.
This is really interesting because we heard that the policy about biofuels was going to be delayed by this government, but in a funny way, this seems to be doing a similar sort of thing, but using a waste product that we keep on creating food waste,
yeah,
rather than actually using fields to create biofuels straight away.
Yeah, completely. So we don't want to create food waste, right? But you're always going to have residual scrap, and they're a resource. We shouldn't be putting them into the land. We should be using them. And this is a method that is internationally proven. Yeah, it's used a lot throughout the world, anaerobic digestion of food scraps to create renewable energy and fertilizer. And this is just the first time that it's been done at scale in Aotearoa. So we're just kind of catching up to the rest of the world.
Where else in the world do they do this?
Throughout Europe, throughout the UK, they're now doing it in Australia. It's not a new technology. It's just a new application within New Zealand.
Home and community composters argue that we should be doing more to promote local composting, as that creates living compost, which creates better soils. What do you say to that?
I think it's really important to highlight that this is a complementary service to composting at home. If you compost at home, thank you so much. The one part of the service, I guess, is that there's some food scrap items that can't go into home composting, such as meat or shellfish. It depends on the type of system that's being used. So even if you home compost, you can use the service for any of the items that you can't home compost. The other thing is that council still support prevention of food waste through a range of grants and community projects, including Love Food Hate Waste and the Compost Collective program. So home composting, it's preferred. However, most people in Auckland either can't or won't do this, and so we need a system that will work to capture the remaining food scraps that are going to landfill from household bins every year.
I went to Everybody Eats the other week down in Onehunga, and the food was fantastic. Is that the sort of program that you're talking about, somewhere that takes waste food and then cooks it for people in need or anyone who's willing to pay a koha?
I can't really speak on all the different community projects that happen, but there's a lot of amazing work that's being done to redistribute food waste, and definitely we completely support those. This is about getting that residual amount that's going in our refuse bins out of landfill.
Yep. Now, people living in apartments who don't have gardens are those most in need of food scraps collection, but they're the ones who are missing out at the moment. What is council doing to bring them into the scheme?
We are contacting property managers and body corporates for all properties of 10 or more, which we call like multi-unit dwellings, to work out the best solution to provide a food scrap service. So because they differ, some of them may require larger shared bins, but we are looking at definitely providing that service to multi-unit dwellings.
So just watch this space. I think I've picked up now what people should do to get the best outcomes for the environment. Number one, don't waste food. Number two, compost it at home if you can. And then number three, failing that, put it into your food scrap bin.
Yeah, completely. And the more that people use the service, if they're not already home composting, the greater that diversion of food scrap to landfill, the greater the reduction in the greenhouse gas emissions and the overall bigger environmental kind of positive impact we can make. This is a really easy way that we can all make a difference every week in looking after our environment. And as I said before, not only reducing that amount of waste, but also creating renewable byproducts.
I had one extra question, and that is about packaging. You know, a lot of packaging says that it's compostable, but talking to the composters at Kalmana Gardens, they don't accept things that say they're compostable packaging unless they are actually literally paper or cardboard. Is there any packaging that genuinely is compostable?
Yes, there is. It's a big topic of conversation. There is packaging that is certified to, you have different kinds of compostable standards. The challenge is whether or not these processing facilities are able to actually accept it and manage it. So compostable packaging cannot go in the service. Work kind of needs to be done at a policy level to really support processing facilities to be able to handle compostable packaging. My message on it is, if you can, try not to use anything that's single use, and then you know that you're not contributing to kind of any compostable packaging ending up in landfill.
So it's time to take our Tupperware back to the supermarket.
Yeah. If you think of everything that you use as being something that can be reused, then that's the best option, really, is try not to use anything single use. If there's any more questions or you want to know when your food scrap bin's coming to you, please check out our website and you can find out more info there.
I was speaking to Carla G from Eco Matters and Elise O'Brien from Auckland Council about making the most out of our food scraps.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.